Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Tesvav, Chulin 15b, pagination is 30. We'll start about a quarter of the way down on the page, Masnisen, at the new Mishnah. Hashochet, a person who shecht, b'magal yad, with a hand sickle, b'tzur, with flint, uvikonet, or with a reed. And these things have been sharpened appropriately. Shechitaso kshera. After the fact, the shechita is good. Skipping a line to the end of the Mishnah, chutz mi magal kotzir, with the exception of a harvesting sickle. That operates differently. It has serrated blade. And vamagera, or the saw. And the Mishnah concludes, Mipnei Shehen Chonkin, because such things that have serrated blades, that have an up and down, some sort of, what in the context of Shechita, blemish in the knife, is going to choke the animal, it's going to yank on the simanim, rather than cut smoothly through them. And we're looking for a knife that's sharp, without these nicks, without the serrated component. Now, the Gemara considers the fact that the Mishnah was presented in the way of Bidi'evid after the fact. It did not say, Shochtin, you could do Shechita with the hand sickle. It says, Hashochet, one who already did it. Di'evid in, Lechatchila lo. That infers that it's only after the fact, but we really don't want you. It's not a recommended thing. Bishlam b'magal yad, I understand the hand sickle. Dilma asi l'meved b'idach gisa, lest you come to do it with the other side. Rashi explains that there are two sides to the hand sickle that was being described. Ha'achas chaloka kisakin, one is smooth, very sharp, like a knife. V'ha'achas yeshba pegimos, and the other side is serrated. And this is a general rule that we have, that we're concerned that if the knife you're holding could just as well be used in the wrong way, we don't want you using such a knife. Rashi indeed tells us, Sham inon meha, we learn from here, that a sakin piguma, a sakin, a knife that has a nick, v'yeshbo kidei lishchot min apgam ulahalon, and there's enough room on this knife to do a good shechita without getting involved with the part of the knife that has the nick. Also, lishchot bo lechatchila, you're still not allowed lechatchila to use such a knife. We're worried that you will enter that area of the knife and use it. You can't do it. If a person was in a situation, though, he was aware of the nick and perhaps put a cloth over the nick, you could start making proposals to try to see if there's a way to be able to use such a knife, because there really is enough kosher knife. But the concept that we're dealing with is, I understand it's only bidyeved, it's only after the fact, if you knew and if you were careful and you used the right side, but it's only after the fact because we're concerned that it might be used improperly, and therefore we don't recommend this. Elotzur v'kone lechatchila lo. So that takes care of the hand sickle because it has two sides. One's good, one's bad. But what about the flint and the reed that were used for shechita? Why is that only bidyeved? Why was it presented only after the fact? Indeed, Veramini, I'll ask you a question. Bakol shochtim, you're allowed to use for shechita, stated in the lechatchila concept. Go ahead and do it. Bitsur, bikromes shalkane, you're allowed to use these things. And the Gemara answers lokasha. Kan betolush, kan bemechuber. It depends if these things are attached or detached. If they're talush, detached, you could use them. But if they're still attached, you can't use them. And we're going to have some choices here. If we say that you can't use it, is this lechatchila, you can't use it, or even b'di'eved, you can't use it? The Amar Rav Kano Ashochet b'mechuba lekarka Rebbe posel v'Rabbi Chiya machshir. If someone shechts with what's attached to the ground, Rebbe says it's pasul, and that is going to be the case of the tsur, the flint, and the kana, the reed. For Rabbi Chiya machshir, and Rabbi Chiya says it's fine. Now, the source for it being pasul, Rashi says, is mivayikach esama acheles. Avram is described as taking the knife that's going to eat through the meat of the animal, through the neck of the animal. He takes the knife. So taking the knife means it has to be a movable object. And if we work like that, then it's a pasuk. That's not really given to lechatchilas and bidiyevids. So the mechuber lekarka that's going to be pasul, bringing the animal to the edge of a cliff with his flint and shechting in such a way, or a kana, a reed that you sharpen, but it's still attached to the ground, and you bring the animal to it, that's going to be pasul according to Rebbe, because of yikachas ma'achelas. And therefore, the Gemara towards the bottom of the page introduces another possibility nuanced in this case. Counting up from the bottom, about 10 lines, Rabbi Chiya, afilu lechatchila. Rabbi Chiya is saying it's good even initially. No problems with such a shechita. He apparently doesn't hold of this requirement. Umas nisin diktani hashochet Rabbi hi. And the Mishnah that says only b'di'eved, because it's mechuber, is working in the opinion of Rebbe. However, kasha de Rebbe ad Rebbe. Rebbe seemed to indicate that it's pasul period, not just that it's pasul lechatchila. Lo kasha, kan b'mechuber me'ikaro kan b'talushu l'besav chibro. It depends if it's attached or if it was detached, and you just attached it, so it looks like it's attached, but really it's separated. And you could have this with many things, including the reed. As long as it didn't take root again, it's a detached item that's propped up in the ground. Such a case, the Gemara tells us, Rebbe would hold, it's only kosher b'di'eved after the fact. Indeed, last three lines, no atzakin b'kosel v'shochat ba shechitaso k'shera. If you stick a knife into a wall and you use it for shechita after the fact, it's kosher. Hayatzur yotza min akosel okana ola me'elov. But if the thing is there from the beginning, it's there v'shochat bo, and you used it, shechitaso psula, that's considered a genuine case of mechuber, and it's going to be pasul. Taking a look at Shulchan Aruch, Simin Vav, Se'if Beis, Hashochet b'davar ha-mechuber lekarka, if you shecht with something that's attached to the ground, Shechitaso psula, it's going to be pasul. Uvitalush mina karka ulubasov chibro bekarka. But if it's something that was detached and now it was attached, lo yishchot, it should not be used for shechita. Ve'im shachat, but if you did, shechitaso kesheira, the shechita is going to be kasher. And the Be'er HaKola points out, ukimta demasnisen aliba de Rebbe. This is the way the Gemara understands the Mishnah. It chooses a specific case that the Mishnah is talking about, called, the style is called ukimta. We established it to be talking in a limited case, a case of something that was detached and is now attached. That's the case of Rebbe that will allow it b'di'eved, but not lechatchila. And as I mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch concludes, Vafilu in bitlo, even if you nullify it there, you intend to keep it there forever. Provided that it didn't grow roots. If it's a living thing and it grows roots, then now it's mechuber. It is now attached to the ground through its roots. Once you've nullified it there, it grows roots, it's going to be attached again in its classification. But the Mishnah's case of hashochet only b'dieved, the magal yad, we understood right away because the blade has two sides, one good, one bad. But suru v'kona, the flint and the reed, is because it is detached that then got attached. And in such a case, Rebbe holds its kosher only b'dieved. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.